For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is raising new concerns that an income tax cut passed by the state legislature could have huge consequences for state revenues. The Democratic governor said today that the bill could eliminate taxes on all income over $9,000, punching a $4.8 billion hole in the state budget. Republican legislative leaders called Nixon's assertion, quote, ridiculous, absurd, and laughable. Nixon did not veto the bill today, but has indicated that he will do so. House Majority Leader John Deal said today that lawmakers will attempt to override the veto before their session ends on May 16th. An override requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers of the legislature. That means Republicans would have to vote unanimously and pick up the support of at least one House Democrat. A Missouri Senate committee has scaled back a state budget provision that sought to prohibit public colleges and universities from offering in-state tuition rates to students living in the country illegally. The Senate Appropriations Committee's plan would bar institutions from knowingly offering discounted tuition to such students. It would also bar colleges from actively recruiting students from other countries to attend Missouri schools at lower rates. Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says universities don't have the means to investigate whether or not students are lawful residents. The House has already included the overall ban in its budget proposal after a St. Louis community college decided to offer cheaper tuition rates to those students. The Columbia City Council passed an ordinance at Monday night's meeting that will grant food truck specific parking locations downtown. The spots include 8 metered spots on the south side of Cherry and Locust Streets and 10 spaces on the north side of Walnut Street. Carrie Gartner, executive director of the Downtown Community Improvement District, says the locations are a perfect fit.
Food trucks in locations that aren't directly in front of a restaurant or a retail location. They're in separate areas, which is it's a great way to enliven areas that may not have a commercial core.
Brian Manis is the owner of Ozark Biscuit Company Food Truck. He says this ordinance could contribute to the growing popularity of food trucks in Columbia.
It's trying to help establish kind of a food truck culture in Columbia, and part of doing that is, you know, increasing awareness that there are options for mobile food and street food in Columbia. So allowing us on the VIN on public streets is going to increase the exposure.
The price for a vendor to secure these service spots will run the owner $10 a day per parking spot. A Missouri House panel has endorsed a bonding proposal that calls for spending at least $200 million on a new state mental health facility in Fulton. The measure would authorize a total of $400 million worth of bonds subject to voter approval later this year. The Senate has already approved a $600 million bonding plan for the Fulton State Hospital, higher education institutions, and other state facilities. The Senate version would not require voter approval. The lone Democrat to vote for a Missouri income tax cut says he's reconsidering his support because of concerns raised by Governor Jay Nixon today. House member Jeff Rorta of Barnhart joined Republicans last week in voting to pass legislation that would gradually cut income taxes for individuals and many business owners. Nixon raised concerns today that the bill could eliminate taxes on all income over $9,000 and create a hole in the state budget. Republican legislative leaders say that's, quote, absurd. They're vowing to try and override Nixon's likely veto. An override requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers of the legislature. That means Republicans would have to vote as a block and get the support of at least one House Democrat. Rorta said he wants more information before voting on the override. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.